When the USDA conducts compliance reviews, FNS 113-1 indicates that the following items should be determined as appropriate. Whether the state is meeting its requirement to review lower-level agencies, for example, local agencies. Whether the state's data collection system results in valid counts of program applicants and participants. Whether the state's data collection system ensures that access to program records is restricted to authorized personnel only. Whether uniform program requirements are applied to all local agencies or other subrecipients, for example, are all clinics required to operate under the same requirements? Whether there is a public notification system in place that meets the minimum requirements set forth in this instruction, FNS 113-1, and other applicable regulations, policies, and guidance? Whether the complaint procedure meets the minimum requirements set forth in this instruction, FNS 113-1, and other applicable regulations, policies, and guidance. Whether training is provided to all new and current employees to assure that these persons are competent in civil rights enforcement or the operation of the program in a non-discriminatory manner. Whether the state is using the USDA non-discrimination statement. Whether the state provides civil rights training to its local agencies or other subrecipients. Whether the state is conducting analyses to determine that denied applications are not disproportionately composed of any segment of the population, and whether vendors are serving all persons in compliance with civil rights requirements, and whether program participants are treated the same as other customers.